I am back. Rodrance for Black and White Network. If you're new to the channel, make sure you hit that subscribe button. As always, you can catch our audio on podcast, wherever podcast is available. So let's get to the robbing of innocence, in my opinion anyway. I don't know why it's such a high priority, but for whatever reason, there is a blatant agenda in this country from liberals and from progressives. They have put it high on their list to rob children of their innocence. And in my opinion, that's like, as a parent, that feels like a child's one of their most important possessions they have as they age, and there's something sad when certain things are, you know, go by way of the dodo bird for a child, right? One of those things is Santa Claus, you know? And there's an innocence that surrounds that, what I call it, sort of a magical belief set for children when it comes to, you know, believing in the jolly fat guy that brings presents somehow into your house. We all know that works by way of magic, right? And you guys can read between the lines as to why I'm talking in this way, you know. But we've got a very progressive, very anti-white bishop. I mean, he's supposed to be a voice of God, right? Another fake bishop, right? Because I certainly would question this person's value set and their belief set if they are sort of musing in this direction about certain things. Now, also something that progressives are very good at is being lazy. Yeah, and this kind of thing is just flat lazy. It's low-hanging fruit. It's blatant race baiting. It's blatant racism, all right? So let's get to this bishop who is anti-white, and he's pretty vocal about such, but he's calling on black parents to tell their children that Santa is not real. Man, I find this incredibly sad. I truly do. I just don't understand why that would be a priority for anybody to blatantly want to rob a child of, you know, one of the strongest things that sort of helps keep innocence intact. And one of those things is the belief in Santa Claus. So let's get to this. This is Outkick. The race hustler. This is anti-white bishop Talbert Swan. Okay. Yeah. Not to be confused with Talcum X. The race hustler had been rather quiet since we exposed him for lying about the race of a six-year-old shooter to inflame racial hatred. Spoiler, Swan said it was racist to correct him. Ha! Okay, kiss my ass. These days, the Swan has shifted focus from white children to a figure, children of all colors adore. Yeah, I certainly don't believe that the belief in Santa Claus should be tied to any one race or ethnicity by any stretch of the imagination. That magical figure should be allowed to be enjoyed by children of every walk of life, race, ethnicity, etc. The anti-white bishop has taken issues with Santa Claus. Oh my God, let's take up a war with the jolly fat guy from the North Pole. Why not? Let's go out and let's shoot Rudolph right in the head while we're at it. Swan calls for parents of black children to reveal the truth immediately that Santa does not exist. Quote, never let your black children believe a white man from the North Pole rode a sleigh driven by flying reindeer to bring them gifts. You know, I'm going to be real here. There's a certain amount of evilness tied to that kind of way of thought. Truly, I mean, there's got to be something corrupt in your thought process. There's something rotting inside of you, I would say. I cringe at the fact that you claim to be a man of the Lord. That's frightening. You shouldn't be allowed to talk to anybody. You're a lunatic. It would seem a bit unfair to black kids to prevent them from enjoying the magic of a man who brings them gifts of which they dream. Doing so would certainly derail the Christmas experience for black children. But Talbert Swan sees it otherwise. He hates Santa Claus, and he considered him a demon. If you want to see a demon, look in the mirror, buddy. No, seriously, the bishop recently called white people melon-deficient demons. Okay. The bishop says whites are also mayonnaise drippers. In Santa's case, he drops mayonnaise down the chimney. Wow. Swan doesn't think Santa is much of a Christian either. According to Mr. Talbert, being white is unchristian-like. Wow. Oh, the hits keep on coming with this D-bag. So many white Christians are so busy being white, they never find time to be Christian. Do you just sit around thinking about race, bud? I mean, really? I would like to think I'm busier than that. That I've got things to do that would allow me not to sit around and muse and just dwell on race all the time. Work yourself up into a little pansy-ass lather up there. It's pretty wild. That's pretty wild. So now we're banging on white Christians. Interesting. So Christian of you. It's kind of odd that you don't see the hypocrisy of your hate in your own statement as being a quote-unquote man of the Lord. All right. As Mrs. Claus lets you hope she never used a tanner, also known as exuding white privilege. Somehow we've now got a tanning bed tied to white privilege. All right, then. White privilege is going to a tanning salon and getting darker for fun, because a permanent tan can get you killed in this nation. Only if you don't comply with the police and you exhibit dangerous behavior, Mr. Swan. And by the way, that can be tied to any race and ethnicity as well. If I go out there and I encounter a policeman and I decide to give him shit and I don't comply and I try to run away, guess what? They can shoot and kill my white ass. I mean, I'm just being real. Even at a time, white hatred is commonplace among social media use. Talbert Swan's dedication to the cause is uncanny. He makes Joy Reid, Bomani Jones, and Sonny Hostin look bush league. It takes a special kind of mind to wake up on March 24th and randomly demand parents of black children cease association with Santa Claus. Wow. You know, I would hope my bishop would have it at the forefront of his cerebellum to also want all children to be able to hang on to innocence as long as they can, right? There's something sad about when that's ripped away. But again, progressives, they seem to not value the innocence of children, and we see that all the time with story hour drag shows and things of that nature. The innocence of children is just not a priority for them. Okay, there are certain things that we want to allow our kids to be exposed to and not exposed to, and part of that is maintaining their innocence as a child, because once you lose that, life doesn't get nearly, you know, it's just not nearly as fun. All right. And we remember that transition, and it sucks. It does. You know, I look back and I'm like, wow, to still have that kind of feeling. You know, one of the most glorious feelings as a child is the anticipation of December 24th. You know, and everything that comes with that and the lead up to it and, you know, the cartoons that have Santa involved and Rudolph and everything that comes with that. There's something glorious, in my opinion, about it, right? So tell me what you think. Make sure you subscribe. You know, I'm a big horror movie fan, and in Halloween, the original movies, right, there was an actor, and he was a great character actor, one of the most legendary of all time. His name was Donald Pleasance. He played Dr. Loomis, Michael Myers' doctor. And he used to describe Michael, and it was just a way of saying a particular word. Michael was so evil, he was evil. I think Mr. Swan here is evil. That's just my take. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.